In Motor City, Trump credits tariffs for unbelievable success. Detroit, President Donald Trump celebrated the use of tariffs to generate revenue for the federal government and drive domestic manufacturing investments during a speech to the Detroit Economic Club on January 13th. He cited record stock market highs and more than $18 trillion in investments as evidence that America's economy is thriving. One of the biggest reasons for this unbelievable success has been our historic use of tariffs, Trump told a packed crowd in the Soundboard Theater at the Motor City Hotel and Casino. He described how his administration is prioritizing trade policies that benefit states across the nation by turning to history and the 1890 Tariff Act for guidance. Now it's tariffs that are making money for Michigan, and the entire country is stronger and safer and richer than ever before, outside of that period of time, Trump said, emphasizing deals made over the past year regarding rare earths and minerals, artificial intelligence, defense industries, and sales of military equipment to foreign governments. Billions of dollars in revenue generated so far will help pay down the national debt, with stimulus checks also proposed for Americans. Every prediction the critics made about our tariffs policy has failed to materialize, Trump said. The evidence shows overwhelmingly that the tariffs are not paid by American consumers, that they're paid by foreign nations and middlemen. The president criticized those who oppose tariffs. An anti-tariff person is a pro-Chinese person, Trump said, suggesting his political opponent's policies benefit the communist regime. Audience members lined up hours before the doors opened, chatting with each other about Michigan's economic prospects and U.S. foreign policy, among other topics. Many told the Epoch Times they were excited to see the president speak, noting that his arrival precedes the opening of the Detroit Car Show on January 14th. What a great week for Michigan, retiree John Stevens said. President Trump cares about our community and the future of our state. Trump's support of the U.S. auto industry is a central component of his Make America Great Again agenda. I'm standing up for the American auto worker like no president has ever stood up before, Trump said. More than $70 billion of investments were recently announced for automobile manufacturing, he said. And much of that money is coming right here to the car-making capital of the world. In July, Trump oversaw the inclusion of a temporary provision in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that provides tax credits for interest paid on the purchase of new vehicles made in America. The administration's efforts to lower gas prices included rescinding fuel efficiency standards imposed by President Joe Biden, a move that Trump announced in December. Trump called those environmental standards impossible to meet. The national average for gas prices fell for the seventh straight week, hitting five-year lows. Gas prices dropped below $2 per gallon at certain locations in 19 states, with prices lower than $3 per gallon in 43 states, according to a White House fact sheet on January 12, citing data released by travel app GasBuddy. That's like a massive tax cut, Trump said, highlighting plans to further lower costs, including the revitalization of the Venezuelan oil industry. With our extremely successful operation in Venezuela earlier this month, that number soon is going to go lower because we're going to have a lot more energy. Before the speech, Trump toured Ford's River Rouge plant with the automaker's executive chairman Bill Ford, CEO Jim Farley, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Before the speech, Trump toured Ford's River Rouge plant with executive chairman Bill Ford, CEO Jim Farley, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Employees at the factory cheered and took selfies with the president, while assembly lines for Ford's iconic F-150 trucks hummed with activity. About a dozen protesters, some waving anti-ICE signs, were seen in advance of Trump's arrival in Detroit. One individual was escorted off the casino property by law enforcement for reasons not disclosed.